Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm Peter Tugwell, a practicing clinician, and I hold the Canada Research Chair in Health Equity. This is a podcast of the Canadian Collaboration for Immigrant and Refugee Health Guidelines.
Summer was ticking away, and in Dr. Grant's mind, this was far from a good thing. Not only did it mean the surf season was drawing to a close, he could never get enough surfing. It also meant his clinic would soon face a flock of snowbirds wanting fall checkups before their winter trips to Florida.
Dr. Chris Greenaway is the first author of the evidence review on varicella of the Canadian Collaboration for Immigrant and Refugee Health. Hello, Dr. Greenaway.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be here.
Dr. Greenaway, should we immunize routinely all new immigrants and refugees for varicella?
Immigrants and refugees that we receive in Canada primarily originate from humid and tropical countries. In this setting, transmission of varicella is less effective, and as a result, large proportions of adult immigrants, up to 30%, will be non-immune to varicella, and they could benefit from vaccine. So this is a group of individuals that primary care practitioners need to be aware that are potentially have increased susceptibility to varicella.
Okay. Is there any immigrant or refugee that we don't need to screen then?
So the decision to screen or to just vaccinate depends on what proportion of the population are possibly going to be non-immune. And the larger the proportion of individuals that are non-immune, it is most cost-effective to just vaccinate and not do test for antibodies for prior immunity. So children under the age of 13, most of them will not have immunity, and so it's most cost-effective in children under 13 to just vaccinate and not bother with doing serologic tests before vaccination.
Okay, but what all this fuss about the varicella? It doesn't seem like a serious disease for me.
So that's an important point, because in countries that have colder climates, the majority of cases occur in children, and children are less likely to have severe varicella as compared to adults. So varicella is a disease where the severity of disease increases with age. And adults are at increased risk of complications from varicella, such as pneumonia or encephalitis. They're more likely to be hospitalized. They're more likely to die. In addition, if a woman gets varicella when she's pregnant, she is at even higher risk of having severe varicella herself, and she can potentially transmit varicella to her fetus or her newborn, both of which have very high mortality rates. So if immigrants and refugees, a large proportion of older adults or older individuals are susceptible, then this is really an important disease to be screening for and considering for vaccination in this population.
In order to implement the screening or the vaccination, there is any difficulties for the implementation? There are any barriers?
One of the potential issues would be if you're in a setting where it's not easy to obtain serology. And the best approach then would be just to vaccinate the individual with two doses of vaccine rather than doing serologic testing that you may not have access to, and then vaccinating. And this would decrease visits to two visits, which would be where you give the vaccines, rather than three visits, which would initially be serologic testing and then two vaccines. The other important consideration is people who are immunosuppressed should not receive this vaccine because it's a live vaccine.
Okay, Dr. Greenaway, thank you so much for your time.
It was a pleasure to be here.
There are four key points to remember regarding varicella. Number one, a large proportion of adolescents and adults from tropical countries are susceptible to varicella, approximately 50% at age 15 years and approximately 10% from age 30 to 35 years old. Number 2. In certain tropical regions, including the Caribbean, Sri Lanka, Singapore, Indonesia, and in rural areas of other countries such as Pakistan, India, etc., the mean age for acquiring varicella may be even older, and a large proportion of adults over 35 years old may still be susceptible to varicella. Number 3. Pregnant immigrant women and their babies are at highest risk for complications from varicella. Number 4. Immigrants and refugees of all ages from tropical countries would benefit from having their varicella immune status verified and being offered varicella vaccine if found to be susceptible. This is a podcast of the Canadian Collaboration for Immigrant and Refugee Health, produced in cooperation with the Canadian Medical Association Journal and the Cochrane Equity Methods Group.